Grizzlies and livestock in Boundary County. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. In the face of grizzly bear attacks on livestock in Boundary County, Idaho, Boundary County Farm Bureau President John Kelly heard the calls from ranchers. He set up a grizzly bear tour with state and federal authorities to address the frustration.
I was actually disappointed in Fish and Game's response because I felt like they were looking out for the rights of the animal, and I felt like here I had no recourse for something that was attacking my livestock, which that's an economic impact, but a bigger importance is it's a public safety issue.
Wayne Cassworm of U.S. Fish and Wildlife.
The law states that you cannot protect livestock or property, and killing a grizzly bear in that regard is not legitimate under the law.
Earlier this summer, at rancher Darcy Lammer's place, Darcy called conservation officers and they set up a snare to catch a rogue grizzly who was menacing livestock and people. And then, something alarming happened.
Because I've been notified by Fish and Game that there's a collared grizzly bear within a mile of your house right now. And I was standing there with my pistol, and I turned around and I saw the bear coming up from the back corner of the corral, headed right back towards us. I was standing in front of the barn, didn't know where my kids were, and that bear, 20 yards or less away, hollered for my kids to get in the barn, get safe, pulled my pistol and held it on the bear. And all that can go through your mind at that point is, I need to protect my family, but if I pull this trigger, I'm going to jail.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.